NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from America's Natural Gas Alliance, whose members are participating in an online registry providing drilling information to the public. FracFocus.org.
WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Late breaking news. Governor McDonnell has endorsed a candidate in the Republican presidential primary race.
And no doubt the governor is enjoying his moment in the sunshine, moment in the spotlight. Rather, he dropped the big one this morning on CNBC. But as my colleague Olympia Miola reports online this morning, this is not exactly a surprise. The field, of course, has been winnowed considerably, and of course, as well with Governor Terry Perry out of the way, the Virginia governor's options were limited. And there is an interesting parallel here. Of course, Bill Bowling, who is the governor's choice for the gubernatorial nomination next year, is a big Romney guy and has been now, and this is his second cycle. So I suspect that to some degree, at least within Virginia, this will be viewed as an additional affirmation of McDonald's preference for Bowling for the gubernatorial nomination. And this is just, you know, one of the latest developments in the Virginia presidential primary process, which is looking less and less significant, potentially less and less significant. Of course, Governor Perry, who's now out, couldn't get on the Virginia ballot. He couldn't convince the federal appeals court this week, to reverse a lower court decision that is making it difficult, or was making it difficult for him to stay on the ballot. And as well, the Republicans are now dropping this controversial loyalty oath. But this does not eliminate continuing concerns about the difficult, allegedly difficult standards for getting on the Virginia presidential primary ballot. So perhaps the Virginia General Assembly, now in session, will dial back a bit on those restrictions.
The governor has asked the General Assembly to leave the moratorium on uranium mining in place while his administration studies it further.
And politics, of course, a big factor in this decision, a face-saving move by the governor for all parties, including himself. Of course, the opponents of uranium mining look like they've won a big one by preserving this ban, this now 30-year-old ban, for at least another year. The governor looks like he's at least moving forward on an energy initiative that could be a jobs generator, big theme, of course, with Bob McDonald, but not appearing to sacrifice safety, which he had said had always been a concern of his. And the supporters have a chance again now to round up the votes they apparently didn't have in the General Assembly this year to eliminate this moratorium.
It appears Virginia finally has a congressional redistricting plan going into the 2012 congressional elections, thanks to Republican effective control now of both houses of the legislature.
Now, not quite past the General Assembly. It'll come up on the Senate floor perhaps today, but this is an early reminder of what working control of the General Assembly by a single party means. This is a congressional redistricting plan that is hyper-friendly to the eight Republican incumbents in the House delegation. Democrats, in particular African-American Democrats, have resisted this, saying that there should be a map that includes at least another minority influence district. That's a mouthful, but it's a way of saying a district in which an African-American could be elected. This issue is far from concluded. There's a good chance that this thing could end up in court if the Justice Department doesn't say no.
We have a little bit over 2 minutes to go. Texting while driving could become a primary offense, and that's something that will affect a lot of Virginians.
Not if a lot of Republicans have their way. This is all, viewed as nothing more than government nannyism. This is, of course, one of the more high-profile, everyman sort of bills. the government of Virginia has said one should not text while driving, that is illegal. But the law does not allow the state police to pull you over and charge you with that if you're spotted by a trooper doing it. So the idea of establishing it as a primary offense is being batted around. Another sort of kind of a issue that has a broad application is eliminating this continuing ban on Sunday hunting. This could still run into some trouble over on the House side. Speaker Bill Howell is not keen on this, but there seems to be a lot of momentum at this point for that initiative on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm. A minute to go now. Bill Bowling and Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General and the Lieutenant Governor, are going to be opposing each other for the gubernatorial nomination in 2013, and they both have started to pile up a pretty good bank account to finance their campaigns.
Yes, this week, Bowling reporting having raised just over $1 million, the Attorney General having raised just over $900,000. Interestingly, the governor is the lieutenant governor's biggest individual donor, throwing $50,000 of the Bowling campaign. Certainly another sign of McDonald's preference for Bowling heading into what could be a very contentious nominating fight. And Terry McAuliffe, the presumed Democratic nominee, maybe that's overstating it a bit, but, was in town this week talking to the few remaining House Democrats.
Okay. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings here on Morning Edition. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
It's 8:40.